Well, it came about very swiftly, round about the end of July last year, 1979. It was initiated by a Tower Hamlets Arts project. They chose the site and hired me to work on it. The contrast between the very poor and squalid sort of neighbourhood that this is in is contrasted so acutely by the neighbourhood of the city, which is largely banks and insurance companies and so on, and you know, the big commercial enterprises are based there, the city barons are all there, and you know, these are the sort of things which have come into the first section. The second section of the mural, which I'm about to start, is largely to do with the kids and the youth in the neighbourhood. And they're really a very frustrated and lost bunch of kids, because for the most part they're Bengali kids who have got a lot of cultural problems in trying to fit in to the lives and customs which their parents have brought over with them, and the sort of life that they find when they come to live here, and the things that limit them in finding things to do, the language barrier, for instance. And this area has been associated for a number of years with racist attacks, which fortunately in the past year or so haven't been as apparent as they were, say, 2 years ago, when people were actually murdered around here. But there's still a lot of violence around here, and a lot of frustration, kids who can't find work, kids who don't want to work in the garments industries as their parents do, and can't find a suitable employment in the borough, because it's already very difficult for most people to find work in this borough with a sort of 15% unemployment rate. And, you know, it's a hell of a problem for the social workers and the school teachers and so on to help with, you know, as well as the parents who have to, you know, control their kids to some extent and, you know, generally give them some hope for the future, you know.
Could I ask you to just summarize as quickly as you can, or in as fewer sentences as you can, then the concerns of the first half of the mural, which, you know, is completed as we're looking at it now?
The section to the left is largely to do with struggle and frustration in a squalid ghetto, poverty, and so on. And the middle section is to do with arrival of people to a corner of the city, and the city baron is there just to remind people that there's something else going on over there, and what's here, you know. It's also a sort of celebration of the many different kinds of people that you find around here. And the other section to the right is work. It's, you know, it's the garments industry. That's where so many the people who live around here work, and where the people who come from, well, for instance, Bangladesh, have their employment. The next section will be about the children and the youth of the area, and possibly, well, what I want to do as well is indicate some of the changes which have got to be made in terms of eradicating a lot of the bad things which exist around here. You really need to see a sketch to realise what I'm talking about now.
Have you had any positive feedback from any of the people who work around here or who live in the flats which overlook the square and have a full view of the mural?
Yes, for the most part they simply confirm the support for it. A lot of people come up to me and say how much they like it and what an impact it has on the local community and the environment. You know, they say how that they love to see these things coming about, and there are a few other murals in the area which they also like.
Just finally, what do you want people to go away thinking when they've encountered your mural? What do you think it conveys to them?
A sense of their own reality, for one thing. And on the aesthetic level, something which is going to brighten up their lives a bit. Not purely as a means of decoration, but I mean, there's a wall, and, you know, I hope that I've put some vitality into it.
Perhaps we could start by you describing what you actually do as a sculptor in the school.
Well, I've been working here for a term on a basis of 2 days a week. I have a very small area which is screened off inside a big classroom. So I'm working right in a classroom situation or next to a classroom situation. And I've had to restrict the size that I usually work on. Normally I work on a large scale. I carve wood, great big tree trunks, and here I've had to, I just got a 12 by 12 foot area, and I've had to work on a very small scale. And I've been working with materials like wax, mainly, constructing it. And they're really just small sketches. It's a very open situation, working in the middle of a classroom, so people are coming through all through the day and having a look at what I'm doing and asking me questions.
I was going to ask you, how do the children relate to what you're doing? What kinds of things do they say about you working here?
Well, when I first came, often before I really got started, there would be like a whole line of kids sitting there just watching as if I was doing a performance. And that was quite difficult. But after a while, they started to ask particular questions. Like, all my work is abstract, and not one of the kids ever took that for granted. They were always ask, you know, what's it off? And to begin with, I spent the whole day answering, what's it off?
What particular value do you attach to a sculptor working within a school situation?
Well, I think that most art education concentrates on two-dimensional forms of art, photography or painting. And I think in most schools it's quite rare these days that you have sculpture. If you have anything three-dimensional, it's usually just pottery. So in a way, this has given the children at this school a chance to have a look at sculpture, which I don't think they would have seen otherwise.
Have you worked with the children collaboratively on any particular project?
We did a project together, which was to try to get the kids to do something abstract, because they'd been asking all these questions about abstract work. And the idea for the project was to capture different movements, like bending, curling or twisting, in particular in the figure to start off with. And after that, they did drawings of a figure going through these different movements, very, very quick sketches, just capturing the essential movement. And then after that, they did a sculpture of a chosen movement. And I think they learned a lot from that. They very quickly grasped onto the idea of doing something quite abstract for the first time, I think. And after that, they were asking very different questions about what I was doing as well. I think something got through there, I don't know.
Right. How do the children relate to you? Because obviously you're not a teacher in the real sense. So how do you think they relate to you in terms of the role that you have here?
Well, one of the good things about having worked here is that I've never been approached by a whole class. It's always been by a few individuals who've chosen to come to talk to me. Also, it means that when you have somebody who specializes in something and you can go and talk to them and watch them work, I think that's a very good learning situation. I work here 2 days a week doing my own work, and throughout the day anybody can come and talk to me at any time, and if they want to, then they can make something with me or alongside me. Usually that will just be about 2 children in one day, because there's not time or room for more.
What benefit do you think the children gain from having a sculptor working in the school?
I think they've gained a lot about understanding something of modern art, which they would probably never have come into contact with in such a way if we hadn't have had either in school. And they've been able to ask questions directly and find out an awful lot about the work that goes, the thought processes that go into the making of a piece of sculpture. Also, how difficult it is working with different kinds of materials and the problems that have to be overcome to be able to make the idea a concrete thing.
Could you describe then the community, the Basement Community Arts Workshop project?
Yeah, well, the Community Arts Workshop comprises of a print shop, a darkroom and a woodwork and mechanics workshop, and other odd areas that we use for other sorts of functions, like if we're doing specific sorts of projects where we need more space, we use other rooms in the basement. But basically each room has a fairly specific function. They're all workshops, they're all open to groups and individuals in Tower Hamlets who are using them for not commercial gain or private interest, but for the benefit of the community. So I have fairly sort of strict lines about who I work with in the print shop, because often I get people coming to me who want to do a limited edition of prints for themselves. And we have to make it fairly clear that we only work with community groups, that's what we're funded to do. The print shop is fairly straightforward, and it's like many other print shops in that groups book in to come and print their poster, and they talk to me first about what it is that they want to do, and having sorted out roughly what they're going to do, they then come in, and sometimes they'll come in and talk a little further about the artwork, and sometimes they come in and start straight away. And it's often people that have never printed anything in their lives before or haven't held a pencil since they were at school, kind of thing. So they're starting off from scratch. And myself and my co-worker work with them right through from the artwork stage to the printing stage. And they may do something like a run of 200 posters, 2 colours, for a festival, or publicising some kind of benefit, or it may be for a meeting, an open meeting, or some kind of other activity. And it's usually, most kinds of groups are tenants' associations, youth clubs, old age pensioners, kids who belong to various sorts of organisations, just general sorts of community type groups in the borough. Aside of the open resource printing that we do, we also run workshops, and we've run a couple of workshops on basic graphics, layout, design, printing, and we've tried to get people involved who are working with groups in the borough, or kids in the borough, like play leaders or community workers or youth workers, and they've been very successful. The work in the print shop slightly overlaps with the darkroom, because we do photographic printing. The darkroom operates fairly similarly, except for we obviously don't have an open resource booking situation, otherwise it would be bunged up all the time with everybody wanting to do their holiday snaps. But our worker, Will Adams, runs workshops, either for specific groups who phone up and arrange something with him, or in the evening for kids. And that's the same with the mechanics and woodwork workshop too. People can come and various groups can come and book in to use the equipment to make various things, like everything from stage sets to things for festivals. But we also run specific workshops, mostly in the evening for kids, and that's in sort of bicycle repairs and mechanics and very basic woodwork.